Good morning. We're learning Hilchos Kiddush, Chayyotim Hilchos Kiddush. That's Klal Vav, and we finished the Klal. We still have a few points to talk about. We finished. So you spoke about yesterday the idea of Rebbe Mahadras Melech. But what about a situation where the person wants to be Yotzei with the Mekadosh, but the Mekadosh does not speak well? In that situation, what should you do? So one suggestion is that you should say along with the Mekadosh, even though you don't have the kais. Your own kais. Now, if you have your own kais, that's better. But even though you don't have your own kais, you can say along. In that situation where you're doing that, you should have in mind for the kais of the Mekadosh, and you should read Gemali Lugmov. It's like you're saying your own Kiddush. What about the following? If the Mekadosh is saying, most of the words are clear, there's a few words over there that you're afraid that you're not going to hear clearly, can you listen for the majority of the Kiddush? And then for the words that you do not hear clearly, you could insert them yourself and say them yourself. So you're doing part of the mitzvah through Shemiyah. Excuse me. And part of the mitzvah through Dibur. Is that an option? It's interesting, the Bir Locha raises this question, the idea of doing that partly with Shemiyah and partly with Dibur. So he really says that preferably a person should not do that. That is not preferred, this idea of switching back and forth. If a person does not have that option, the Mishabur is Masha that in Mikra then it works, that a person can do part of it with Shemiyah and part of it with Dibur. Obviously, the Dibur, it shouldn't override the Shemiyah part. If the person will need to hear some of it, he starts talking, then you have a problem. Okay, just taking this one step further, let's say the person does not understand the words of Kiddush. The Shemiyah kind of work when a person does not understand what they're hearing. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses this issue in Kupsari Gimel, in our Chaim Sim in Kupsari Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch feels that Shemei Kanona does not work if the person does not understand what they're saying. If a person is saying it in Lashon HaKadosh, they're Yotzei, even though they don't understand it. If a person is hearing it, even in Lashon HaKadosh, they are not Yotzei. If a person says it in a different language, even if they're saying it themselves, and they don't understand what they're saying, I read it in Greek. I do not know Greek. I'm reading it in Greek. I have no idea what I'm saying. I even though I'm actually saying the words, I'm not Yotzei. But Lashon HaKadosh, because of the kedusha of the words and because the words are intrinsically have meaning, so I can do Shemei. I can do the Dibur, even though I do not understand it. The Shulchan Aruch says, however, Shemiyah is the idea that your heart is taking it in. If you're just hearing words you don't understand, your heart is not taking it in. Shemiyah Kodesh does not work. And that is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and Simukum Sadi Gimel. However, the Taz and the Magen Avraham both disagree with the Shulchan Aruch and hold that Shemiyah Kodesh works in Lashon HaKadosh the same way Dibur works in Lashon HaKadosh. Shemiyah Kodesh works in Lashon HaKadosh as well, even though you do not understand. And this is the minig of the Litusha Poiskim that even people do not understand Lashon HaKadosh, can still be Yotzei with Shemei Kohenah, as opposed to there. Rav Avadya Yosef writes, since the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is that a person should not use Shemei Kohenah if they do not understand. If a person wants to use Shemei Kohenah, it would be appropriate that the person should make sure they understand the words that they're hearing. Another option is going back to what we just said, is they would read along, say along with the Mekadosh. So by saying along with the Mekadosh, so now it's not that they're relying on Shemei Kohenah, they're saying their own words. And so that would again address this issue of a case where a person cannot use Shemei Kohenah, what they would do is read along. Okay, that's the one point we wanted to clarify. The Mitzvah Yosef Mishulchai and what to do in the case where Shemei Kohenah is not a valid option. That's that point. Now, I want to share with you an interesting question which came up over Sukkos, and it helps clarify a point. This halacha that a person cannot eat or drink before Kiddush, Normally, if we know the rule is normally that a person cannot eat or drink before a mitzvah. I'm sorry, a person cannot eat before a mitzvah because we're afraid that a person that eats, they will get involved in the eating and forget to do the mitzvah. So Chazal put a limitation that one may not get involved in eating before doing a mitzvah. However, that halacha does not preclude you from having a small amount of food. Or it does not preclude you from drinking. And over here, we're saying that even the person cannot eat anything or drink anything before doing the mitzvah of Kiddush. And so why is that? And how would that play out in understanding of the mitzvahs of the interesting Shabbat which came up? And in the next year, we'll talk about that. Meanwhile, have a good day.